This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who puts his pants on the same way you do, sometimes.
It's 7 after the hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day radio program. Doug will be back before we know it. I am Jay Kirshner. With me is Jennifer Horn.
Hello.
And the world just lights up with your voice.
The world, the world lights up with her smile. What was the song, the theme song, old TV?
Oh, that was Mary Tyler Moore, right?
Mary Tyler Moore. Thank you. Sorry. I forgot, but yes. How does it go?
Yeah, that should be, I have no idea. But I remember, so I'm like, I know the tune. Something with your smile. Well, that's you.
I never fully watched, you know, I'm the queen of old television, and I love old TV shows, but I never got into Mary Tyler Moore. Not too much. I never watched that so much. But
my go-to was Bewitched.
Oh, I loved Bewitched.
I loved Bewitched and I Dream of Jeannie, but Bewitched was my favorite. Like, that was my jam.
Jeannie was okay. I'd watch it when it was on, but I loved Bewitched. I loved, a little bit, Gilligan's Island. Of course, I love Lucy. Facts of Life, Alice, I used to love that one.
What's Alice?
Oh, my gosh.
I've never even heard. I've known everything Mel's else Diner? You said, but I don't know that one.
Mel's Diner? Does that ring a bell?
I know, like, the physical Mel's Diner.
So,
great
Alice
tuna Mel's.
Was about, Alice was a great show. My dad used to make so much fun of me for loving it, because I was, like, 4, and I would watch this show, and I loved it. But Alice was a waitress who was a single mom and a widow. Her husband died, so she moved from New Jersey to Arizona. I think they were in Scottsdale or Flagstaff. And she worked at a truck stop with, you know, a cast of characters. Mel was the owner of the diner, Vera, Flo, and then there were a couple of other characters. There was Belle, and there was Jolene that came in after Flo left. But if you ever hear the phrase, kiss my grits, it came from the show Alice.
Yeah. Okay.
That was one of the things that Flo would say, Florence Jean Castleberry.
So that's what the restaurant Mel's Diner is based off of?
Mm-hmm.
I have been there so many times. Yeah. That's one of best.
So you got to check it out. It's actually still on. You know, they have all those networks now that have all the old TV shows. You should do a little Google on Alice. It was fun. It was one of the first, I think maybe I liked it because it was one of the first examples of a woman who was a working woman, single mom. That wasn't oftentimes depicted on television at that point, which made it kind of interesting. It's like a, you know, powerful, strong woman story.
Yeah. Get it. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of retro, did you ever grow up, like, going to the dollar store, the Dollar Tree, or whatever stores were like, everything's a dollar or less, and they
grow
actually
up,
were a dollar or less?
We're living in Joe Biden's economy. I still go to those stores.
Well, they're not a dollar or less anymore.
They sure aren't. Thanks a lot, Joe.
Yeah, well, what is it? The Dollar Tree, last summer, the price cap was raised to $5.
Yep.
Now it's 7.
That's crazy.
Isn't that false advertising by calling it?
I think so too. And I understand, like, a dollar is not what a dollar used to be. So I get that. But I think there has to be, like, some kind of warning. Because if you walk in and you think you're getting everything for a buck, it's not. I mean, if you, like, the 99 cent only store, if you have those, there's like a chain of 99 cent only stores.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at the fine print, it says 99 cent plus. Only stores. So now they've added a plus.
Yeah.
So maybe it needs to be, you're lucky if it's a Dollar Tree.
Dollars Tree.
Yeah, the Dollars Tree.
Yeah. Well, that's like, what's the one store? Five Below. Where everything
five
is
below.
Five Below. I feel like it's still that way, right? Everything is Five Below. Because they really would have to change their name if things were over $5. Because that is a lawsuit waiting to happen. We already know people are litigious.
Yeah.
For any which reason, there are lawyers out there who are like, I just need a class action lawsuit.
Right.
That will be my retirement fund. And yeah, if Five Below starts having things that are over $5, I could totally see a class action lawsuit
Five Below is actually a fun store to go into.
Oh, it's a great store.
I don't mind Five Below at all. Some of the dollars, you have to be careful of some of the dollar stores. Like some of the dollar stores, a little seedy. Dollar Tree, I actually really like. If you're like a crafter or if you want to make like cool centerpieces, if you're one of those Instagram people, you can really like score big at the Dollar Tree. They have some pretty good stuff and they even have that stuff online. Most dollar stores don't have stuff online. So I like them, but I am really bummed that it's now going to be capped at $7. It's a lot.
That is a lot. I used to go for my wrapping paper back when I wrapped gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm gift bag or bag.
Yeah.
Like I'm not wrapping a gift.
I don't know why that's so relaxing for me. I love it. Christmas, I sit and I put on my Hallmark movies, have my glass of wine. And by the time I stand up, I look like I'm wearing glitter pants because everything I buy always has glitter all over it.
Rightfully so.
I know. Do people still go? Maybe that's a good question for us on our social medias about their favorite discount stores, because I think people are looking for deals these days.
Yeah, sharing is caring. I think that's a great idea. Hit us up with your favorite discount store. Our social media, Facebook, Instagram, X, at Good Day Networks. Yeah, Five Below really is a good one. You know what I like? I like arcades. I like going playing games, winning tickets, and then using those tickets to buy something. Like, I bought an awesome oil diffuser.
You did?
Yeah.
Where did you get that?
We have a place called Main Event.
Yeah, that's your favorite.
Yes, that's where we go a lot. Or, you know, like, there's Dave & Buster's and stuff, too. But we like to play games, and it's almost like, yeah, we're spending money on buying credits for these games, but then you get the tickets, and you actually get some really fun stuff. Like, my son got an RC car recently. He loves the remote control cars.
Wow.
But the oil diffuser I got, it is clutch. Like, it's my travel oil diffuser now.
Really?
And I feel like it was free because I played games. And
does it plug in and actually steam up?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it doesn't take water. It's like you drip the oil in and the light bulb heats it up.
Uh-huh.
So it emits the smell. So there's no, like, full-on actual steam, but it still emits the smell for a while.
Oh, that's really nice.
So then you can, like, burns off.
A hotel smell better, because when you travel, stinky sometimes.
Yeah, I do not go anywhere without my oil diffuser. I have to have those good-smelling things.
Yeah. Huh. Well, that's a good one. So, no, using those tickets, though, I used to love it. I'm really good at skee-ball, and that's about it. So I'd always have, like, a ton of tickets from skee-ball.
Where you get, like, the corner 10,000 right back to back.
I don't remember there being anything good. I guess I have to check it out again. It's been years. But I always remember, like, those little stupid, like, finger traps. You remember those things?
Oh, yes.
A lot of balls, you know, some, like, little toy stuff. But
the,
I like
prank stuff, like the whoopee cushion or the gum that you offer somebody a piece of, like, what is it, like, Juicy Fruit or Wrigley's the green one. And they go to pull it and it, like, shocks them.
It gives you a little bling.
Yes. Those were the fun ones.
Yeah, I like that. We have to go to the Main Event. I'll have to come for a visit.
Yes, absolutely. You do skee ball. We like the, well, my husband, I used to be good at this. I'm not good at it anymore. I feel like I've passed it to my husband, but the one where the light goes around and around and you have to hit the button and get the light to stop on a certain spot.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah, I know that one.
Yeah, I used to be good at those. I'm not anymore. He's good at it. I'm good at the ball drop ones. Like, there's this one where it's a ball that drops, and then there's these holes that circle around, and you have to hit the ball to drop at the certain, like, specific time.
Yeah.
And you almost have to have it drop directly down for it to go into the jackpot one. Otherwise, it'll bounce, like, everywhere and go into something else.
Yeah.
Those are the good ones. Those are the good ones. We should do, like, a Facebook Live sometime. Like, we'll meet up at the same time at our favorite arcades, and we will do a, like, here's how you win this game, and you can teach everyone to play skee-ball.
The trick.
I'll teach the ball drop one. And then that becomes our new dollar store, and Dollar General and Dollar Tree stuff.
I think it's fun. You can go get your supplies there. That's good.
Yeah.
Look, we've got a plan.
That's what we need to do. Okay, so getting into, like, the real news. This is, I guess, a little graphic, but a man wearing a Scream mask is accused of killing his neighbor with a chainsaw. This is a real-life scary movie happening.
Oh, that sounds awful. So this is in Pennsylvania, and a 30-year-old man is accused of killing his neighbor with a chainsaw while wearing a mask from Scream.
Yeah, which kind of frustrates me, because I'm like, pick a franchise. Either it's Texas Chainsaw Massacre, or it's Scream.
Or it's Scream.
Like, they both have a mask, and they both have a distinct weapon. So if you, like, I'm not condoning this, but if you're going to go for the scream mask, you need the knife. If you're going to have a chainsaw, you need leather face mask.
This is crazy. So he killed his neighbor. The guy that is accused is Zach Moyer, who's 30. He killed his neighbor, allegedly. Edward Whitehead Jr., who's 59. Is there a better way to go about this, like neighbor feud, other than strapping on the mask and firing up your chainsaw?
It really is. Like, react first, think later.
Right?
And is there no thought process of what next? Like, after you commit this heinous crime.
Or am I going to get away with
it? Yeah, do you think that everything's going to be easy peasy? I mean, we live in a world where there are cameras everywhere. Yes, everybody complains about they don't want Big Brother watching and the government and facial recognition, blah, 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 blah. Most people have doorbell cameras.
Yeah.
Like, cameras are everywhere.
You're not getting away with anything. I don't know how you wouldn't think that you were going to get caught. Apparently, his sister came out and said that he had even mentioned to her that he wanted to kill this guy a week before he actually did it, which is not good for him because now you're going to have premeditation probably playing a role in all this. And I guess they had, what, some back and forth, some arguing between the neighbors. Holy smokes. I just don't understand how it gets that bad that you actually feel like you have to kill somebody.
Well, and not victim blaming by any means, but at a certain point, in knowing the society we live in and that you don't truly know other people, do you just don't engage? Like, my husband is, he's not a road rage person, but if he's dealing with somebody with road rage, he wants to kind of like some way make a comment back to them.
Right.
And I'm always like, you don't know if they're packing. You don't know like what
they're capable
of triggering them right now. Yeah, you don't know what they're capable of. And we've had these conversations on air where we're talking about different news stories. The one that always sticks in my mind is that child who was shot while in the back seat with his mom on the way to work or on the way to school in California.
That was like, close to me, yeah.
And yeah, so it's you do not know.
And it's like, you would think that that would cause you to get your child killed, but that's exactly what happened.
Yeah. And again, they're victims.
So sad.
No doubt, but it's just like, don't even engage with people anymore. Like,
I know.
Not worth it. Never
worth it. It's unbelievable. And you don't know what you have to lose. I tell my dad this all the time. My dad is the rager in my life. And he just gets angry at people on the road and wants to tell them that they're dumb. And so I'm like, Dad, just take a deep breath. It's not worth it. It's not worth losing your whole life for someone that cuts you off.
Yeah.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Progressive asks, what do a late-night pizza craving?
Pizza place. Can I get one large pepperoni pizza?
A newly licensed teen delivery driver. A guaranteed delivery time or its free offer. And your front fence having come?
Uh-oh.
It's my fence!
They can turn your stomach upside down in under 30 minutes.
I'm still getting a tip, right?
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states or situations.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted card to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help.
I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Radio program. Doug will be back before you know it. So will Jen Horn. I'm Jay Kirshner. This portion of the broadcast is sponsored by Progressive. See why over 28 million drivers trust Progressive to stay protected on the road. See for yourself at progressive.com. In celebrity news, Christina Applegate is recalling her breast cancer journey that she had when she was in her 30s. She was recently on Dax Shepard's podcast, The Armchair Expert. And Applegate, now 52, is saying that her biggest regret during her breast cancer journey is not being open and honest. She says that she essentially lied about everything. In 2008, she was diagnosed with breast cancer, went through a double mastectomy, and she said she had to learn a lesson the hard way because when she had breast cancer at the age of 36, she would go out and do the rounds with different interviews, and she would be the quote-unquote good girl saying, like, oh, yeah, everything's good. I'm feeling great, and I love my new boobs, blah, 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 blah. And she's like, meanwhile, I was miserable. I was crying every day during my breast cancer journey. I was traumatized by the boobs. They were all scarred and, quote-unquote, effed up. And she's like, what was I thinking? Other people are going through this, and there could have been this camaraderie of being honest. And she said that she wasn't really sure if she was trying to convince herself that she was okay or trying to convince other people that she was okay, but she felt like she had to lie. Like, she felt like she just had to do the, again, quote-unquote, good girl thing of saying, well, everything's okay, it's not that bad. And she's like, no, millions of people go through this, and it sucks. And it's okay to say that it sucks. Christina Applegate has recently been very open about her MS journey. She has been through it. Somebody else, another celebrity, very open about their health struggles, Shannon Doherty. She has always been open about what she is going through. And even her current status of the chemotherapy, and she said that while her cancer is terminal, because there have been so many developments in science and medicine, that she is hoping she has at least 3 to 5 good years left. When it comes down to it, it is nice to see when celebrities are just like us and they are acknowledging things that are hard because it's hard for us too. But at the same time, celebrities do not owe us anything. They do not owe us any kind of explanation of what they're going through or a peek inside their lives. If they want to give the information out, good for them. If they want to keep it close to home and only share it with their inner circle, you know what? Good for them as well. Moving on to social media news. TikTok is under investigation by the Federal Trade Commission, aka the FTC, over its data and security practices. Now, this is a probe that could lead to a settlement or lawsuit against the company, according to a person familiar with the matter who wanted to stay anonymous. But again, as Doug and I have discussed numerous times, yes, there are data and security issues. There are practices that TikTok is utilizing that is questionable and people have a problem with, especially because it seems to be owned by the Chinese government, if you will. But here's the thing. Meta uses those same data and security practices. Google uses the same data and security practices. So is it really that the data and security practices are the concern? Because if that's the case, it's only a matter of time before the FTC opens an investigation with more of an investigation with Meta and X and Google and all of the things. Because they do take our data. They do the geotagging and meta tagging and where we are and what kind of ads to send to us. And if you have ever felt like, oh, my phone is listening because I was just talking about this with somebody and now my phone is sending me, you know, sponsored or promoted posts on social media, it's not because they were listening. It's because the person you were talking with probably searched it on their phone and those data information is looking from, it's actually your phones that we're talking to each other, and your phone was in close proximity with the other person who was Googling things. That's why you were talking about it, but now you're actually seeing the sponsored ads. The more you know.
No, it's not your imagination. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Same cost, smaller package. How rampant is this now? Merriam-Webster's dictionary has added the word shrinkflation. Official definition, the practice of reducing a product's amount or volume per unit while continuing to offer it at the same price. That cereal box is thinner. Fewer chips, more air in that bag. Fewer pills in the bottle. Shop smart for brands you want the way you shop around for the cheapest gasoline. Price per gallon is posted right there on the sign, and you'll find unit price, possibly in smaller print, right next to the item price in the supermarket. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks on the blog at andyoucanquoteme.com.
There's always something so special about getting the gift of Omaha Steaks. I know that is one of my favorite gifts to give. It's one of my favorite gifts to receive, and especially around holiday times when we know we are going to be loaded up and we start planning our menus around it. But also, regardless of gifts, it's so great to just buy yourself, treat yourself. And guess what? Right now, the Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. You can get 50% off site-wide and save on mouth-watering favorites today. Simply go to omahasteaks.com/Doug and shop the semi-annual sale where you can load up on all of the delicious flavors you crave at half the price. From their tender, juicy butcher's cut filet mignons, my mouth is already watering, their pure ground burgers, comfort classics, and easy-to-prepare meals that are perfect for those busy weekday nights. Plus, as an added bonus, you'll get 8 free Omaha Steak burgers on select packages when you shop at omahasteaks.com/.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Immigration and Customs Enforcement has initiated a campaign aimed at apprehending illegal immigrants with convictions for serious drug offenses. Thursday, officials disclosed over 200 arrests nationwide of non-citizens who have been convicted of drug trafficking or multiple drug possession offenses. Russia has blocked a United Nations panel of experts from overseeing North Korea's nuclear weapons program. Thursday, Russia vetoed the annual renewal of sanctions monitoring North Korea, while China opted to abstain from that vote. Tuberculosis rates in the United States are experiencing an upward trend. In 2023, they surged by 16%, marking the third consecutive year of increase. This rise comes after almost three decades of steady decline. According to the latest report from the CDC, the number of TB cases nearly reached 10,000, representing an increase of close to 1,300. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who says if you like to eat, check out the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com.
It's 34 after the hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day radio program. I'm Jay Kirshner. She is Jennifer Horn. And Doug will be back with us before we know it.
Woohoo.
Woohoo. I always miss him when he's not here. But you know what? How
he's
dare
living
he
the life.
Go to Hawaii and not bring us with him? We could have all been together handling the program.
In the aloha spirit, I wrote to him. I said, you know, I don't think you should be unsupervised while you're in Hawaii. And I don't understand why we are not there. So you need help.
It's rude. It's just straight up rude.
I think so, too.
And, you know, the real kicker, he's not even going to send us any pineapples or anything.
No. He won't bring us any of the little hula girls that you put on the dashboard. No. None of those things.
All I'm asking is for a pineapple. And it could be free. He could pick it himself. Like,
he could pick it himself. Just steal the pineapple.
Just rude, Dudley.
Don't you get arrested for bringing a pineapple home without disclosing it there?
Really?
Yeah, I don't think you're supposed to bring agriculture back. Unless you buy, that's why they buy the Maui Golds at the airport.
Oh, and they send them. You know what? Ryan and I, when we went there for our honeymoon, and we did get a, like, entire huge wooden case that was shipped to us. We didn't bring it ourselves, so I guess.
Yeah, you're not supposed to travel with it. And they even, like, they make you go through a second set of x-rays, so your regular TSA screening, and then you have to go, at least how it is in Maui, you have to go through a second x-ray to make sure you don't have any food products on you.
I don't remember that. I remember that going there. They were very strict about what, like, you can't bring apples or anything. Like, you can't bring any vegetation there. Mm-hmm. I do not recall it coming back.
Yeah. And even, you know, we had a producer friend, actually a producer of this program, come to think of it, who passed away. And my dad was helping him with, like, the funeral. And we were doing, like, a little bit of work. And he had a cat. And no one was going to be able to take care of the cat. So his friend from Hawaii actually took this guy's cat. The poor cat had to live in quarantine for like weeks because they don't want to transfer anything back and forth between the mainland and Hawaii. So sad.
Oh, I mean, that makes sense. But it does. Still, that cat, that poor cat probably thought it was like abandoned. And
I know. His name was Shatner, the cat.
Oh, of course it was. My goodness.
Pretty cute.
Well, so there has been a lot in the news regarding P. Diddy, Sean Puffy Combs. And when a lot of these allegations, these abuse and assault and straight-up trafficking allegations started coming out, I saw a news article that made a very valid point. When this happens to other celebrities, there's always at least one or two people in their camp or that were friends or worked with them on a film. And they're like, I never would have guessed this, or, or they vouch for the person. And they're like, no, they're not capable of this and stuff like that. And the article I read was that nobody stepped forward for Diddy saying he wasn't capable of it. And it was kind of like,
everybody's like, oh yeah.
Yeah. Like everybody just kept quiet about it. And that was one of those like very telling things that there was not a single person in his camp that was like, yeah, no way. And even like his ex-wife.
Right.
It was one of the ones that have come forward against him. I didn't know this. Did you know that Usher lived with him when he was a young teenager?
I did not. And so just if you're kind of catching up on the story. So it was a big deal because I live in Los Angeles. If you live in Miami, it was probably a big deal there, too. On what day was it? Monday. Homeland Security did a coordinated raid on both of his properties. And it was a big deal on local news here. They had helicopters flying over. This was like military style. They had, I mean, they went into his house.
Mm-hmm.
And what was curious, and I don't even know how I feel about all this, but what was curious is that Diddy could not be found because he was flying around on his private jet. And he left his sons behind at his house as the raid was going on. His sons were handcuffed, which a lot of people have seen those images, and he was flying around on his private jet. And so a lot of the media, I think, was saying, well, optically, this doesn't look good, especially because he was traveling to a place that doesn't do extradition with the United States. And so he kind of, but then it was revealed he stopped in Miami and answered questions. And the only arrest made was someone who was in possession of cocaine, who they say is his drug mule, who's been like carrying drugs back and forth for Diddy. So he got arrested. Diddy did not been charged yet. And then you see the pictures come out that show what the law enforcement did to his house. I mean, his house was
ransacked. Yeah.
Ransacked. And so then I started thinking, I'm like, okay, wait a second. This guy hasn't been charged with anything yet. They destroyed his house. Now, I'm not standing up for Diddy, but like if you are a person and you have the government come into your house and like rip everything up and then you never get charged, that's a real bummer. You have to deal with that.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. But then all these stories start coming out and you start to hear that it was possible that he was abusive to Jennifer Lopez when they were together, that he was the first person who she says ever cheated on her.
Uh-huh.
Then you have the story where Justin Bieber comes out and there's a video. He doesn't say anything, but earlier, like several years ago, he said as he was finding God, because, you know, he's turned Christian and all this. He said that he was groomed when he was a young boy.
Uh-huh.
And lo and behold, here comes a video where Justin Bieber is standing next to P. Diddy, 15-year-old Justin Bieber. And P. Diddy's like, I can't tell you what we're doing, but we're doing things that that 15-year-old kids dream of. And I guess Justin Bieber was with P. Diddy for a week. Is it possible that – I mean, it was a creepy video that was on social media. And now you're hearing from this old interview that Usher gave in 2016 when he said he heard all of these curious things about – or saw all these curious things and didn't want to indulge in –
Yeah, with like – not and not just late, but like until 4 a.m., 5 a.m., partying with these adults. And nobody is staying up till 4 a.m., 5 a.m., like just
with good intentions.
Yeah.
And then you hear the story, and this is what is like a little more personal for me because, and I think I've mentioned it before, but my mom taught Cuba Gooding Jr., who she absolutely loved, who was so clean and on the straight and narrow for such a long time, like after high school and getting his first round of success, he really tried to stay out of the party atmosphere. Well, now it's revealed he's been named in the lawsuit, and the accusation by the male who's accused Diddy of assault and sexual harassment is that Diddy made this guy go on the yacht with him. Cuba's on the yacht. He got basically hands the guy off to Cuba and is like, have your way with him. And apparently he would do this with all of his celebrity friends. The allegation is that he sets people up with sex workers or people that work for him. And then he records them so that he has like ammunition secretly against the people that people don't know they're being recorded, but they are. And then he's got ammunition to use. And then you have the stories that come out that say he was the one who authorized the hit on Tupac because Biggie Smalls was shot. I mean, there's a lot that's coming out about Diddy. The media is setting it up like he is a Jeffrey Epstein. I mean, like, almost like a Jeffrey Epstein wannabe. Yeah. And so it's very confusing because Diddy denies everything. His lawyers deny everything. He says he was just going on spring break with his daughters. If it is not true and if he prevails, I think his reputation's done. I mean, there is so much out there right now. Mm-hmm. I don't know These that this is a recoverable
big.
Thing.
Yeah. Again, big allegations. A lot of them, an ex-wife that's not just like some scorned woman or something like that. And again, the fact that nobody is stepping forward and vouching for him or saying like, you know, oh, wow, did he do these? I'm shocked. Yeah. Like nobody is
if
saying
anything,
anything
people
like
are
that.
Saying he did it. 50 Cent was out on social media saying, well, Diddy did it, basically. So, you know, I don't think there's a lot of people that are rushing to defend him. That's for sure.
Yeah.
But it's definitely a huge, huge scandal, and if he didn't do it, his PR team's going to have a lot of work ahead of him. But it also doesn't look good that he's selling all of his companies.
Yeah,
which makes you think he's trying to collect as much money as possible,
and then he's going to disappear.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Well, and I remember the Usher thing in the sense that he came from Diddy, like Diddy essentially discovered him, gave him his start, all that stuff. Same with Mary J. Blige, Biggie Smalls, all of that. I just didn't realize that Usher full-on lived with him
for
a year when he was 13. But I forgot about the Justin Bieber thing. I remember that. I thought that Justin Bieber came from Usher, but I guess that makes sense because Usher came from Diddy, so it's kind
of
like...
You need to see the Justin Bieber video, the one that's floating around out there right now where Justin Bieber, this little kid, just got a creepy smile on his face, and Diddy's like, yeah, we're doing all kinds of things, and it's everything that 15-year-olds dream of. I mean, it's gross. It's gross. In the context that we know now. Or we think now.
Well, I guess why don't we just stay on the train of awful news? The other day we were discussing, Doug and I, the 8-year-old who was at a hotel with her family in a lazy river. Something happened with one of the pipes that should be pushing water and it started sucking water. She got sucked in. It was a family trip. There were other family members there. It's unfortunate that nobody realized she was missing right away, but I feel like this happens whenever we think about toddlers or kids who drown in pools. It's not because nobody's watching them, but it is because nobody's watching them. It's because everybody thinks that somebody else is watching them or they're with somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
They think, like, you know, they've passed the kid on or it's just somebody else is in charge. Yeah. And I think everybody thought that she was with a different family member until they realized she was missing. They unfortunately found her in the pool drain. Well, the latest update is that the mom is suing over the death of her 8-year-old daughter. Rightfully so, understandably so. Something traumatic, tragic happened. The pool vent, whatever, that was supposed to be pushing water in the lazy river, ends up pulling water, pulls her daughter in. Yeah, that is a lawsuit. That is a lawsuit. And no matter how much money she wins in this, she'd easily give it all back just to have her little girl back.
Oh, my gosh. That's a terrifying story, because I think anybody who's been around little kids know that it is easy to turn your back for 1 second or to think that someone else is watching. And all it takes is just a few seconds. And you're right. I mean, you have to sue almost in that situation, but it does not bring your child back. And this is not a little kid. You know, I think many times when you think about pool deaths, you think about a toddler,
a 1-year-old,
or
a 2-year-old.
Yeah, somebody just that falls in. But to have someone who's 8, you obviously know that there was a major problem going on with what was happening in that pool.
Yeah, and a lot of times it's when it is somebody so young, it is because either they escaped from the house, which toddlers do. I feel like they transport sometimes. But they escaped from the house and they managed to make their way out and nobody knew that they were outside. Or a situation where it is a lot of people there and you think somebody else is watching the child, because somebody else probably was playing with the child at one point.
That's right. Oh, it is just sad. And you can't recover from that. She'll never recover from that. But you got to figure out to make sure what the problem, I mean, obviously what the lawsuit does is it doesn't just give them money, but it also sends a message to try to fix the issue so that the problem doesn't happen to somebody else.
Yes. And everybody always stay together no matter what. Talk to your family members, even when they're with their friends. Like the Riley Strain situation, the college student who went missing in Nashville, whose body was found down the river. We talked about this. A lot of times guys will think that they can go off and do their own thing they'll be okay. And it's just never leave your wingman. Never. No. Always pair up. And one of his buddies was walking down the stairs with him when he was being escorted out, but they didn't. They went back upstairs, I guess. And Luke Bryan's pub, Luke Bryan something bridge or whatever it's called. Mm-hmm. I guess I looked at the receipts and he only had one drink and like 2 waters.
No way.
So whatever
really?
Was going on, he wasn't overserved there. And there were videos that showed him running. He seemed fine. He talked to an officer. Everything seemed fine. But there was a video where he falls and hits his head. And then that's when you see him stumbling. And then in other videos where he's near the river where he's stumbling, you wonder, was there a concussion, a head situation?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So he wasn't even overserved there. Because that was the big rumor that they were saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
About him.
Yeah. Well, more to come on Doug Steffen's Good Day.
Hear that? The soothing sounds of a bubble bath. And if you were here, you'd smell a single cedar leaf candle. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. So if you ride, get back on the road and enjoy 24/7 roadside assistance from Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. And then take a shower, because it's fast, like your motorcycle. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance may require comprehensive coverage, not available in all states.
Right now, you can eliminate odors, mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses in your home with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses Octic technology that naturally sends out O3 molecules that seek out and destroy odors. The Thunderstorm doesn't mask or cover up bad smells. It eliminates them, leaving that fresh, clean smell, just like after a thunderstorm. The Thunderstorm is small, plugs right into the wall, and fits in the palm of your hand. Put one in your basement, bedroom, family room, kitchen, or anywhere you want clean, fresh air. It even includes a USB cord for your car or truck. Right now, save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. That's 3 units for under $200, a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code USA3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use USA and the number 3. Shipping is free.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Past the hour now. This is a good day. Health questions for Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen, inviting you to send your questions in. It's easy for us to go through them and pick out some of the ones that are most interesting to most of you. And so I'm aware, because there was a quick question earlier on about paying for medicines and that sort of thing and what the prices are for medicine. And so I wondered if you would comment on this, Ken, the fact that some senators this week are pushing big pharma to cap prices on inhalers, for example. Cap them at $35. How often do you prescribe an inhaler? Normally it's respiratory, but I guess there are circumstances in which heart patients, cardiology patients would need an inhaler. And maybe it's connected to breathing, and that can be connected to heart problems. So can you string all of this together?
Cardiologists rarely prescribe the inhalers. It's mostly for lung patients, the lung doctors, the internists, asthma, emphysema, especially the most common uses for them. But, we could take up a whole week of continuous discussion about the price of medications and much smarter minds than mine try to deal with this. And I think any effort to thread the needle of getting the cost down but not inhibiting the development of new drugs, because if you look worldwide, where does most of the innovation of new drugs occur?
It's here.
And so, you have to thread that needle carefully of making drugs affordable but also making putting that opportunity there to innovate and bring life-prolonging, life-saving drugs. So that is a tricky needle to thread.
One of the things that is, I think, imperative, understanding, you know, as you've suggested, the reason for the cost may be because the research is done here, and that's, I think that's a credible reason in part. It takes a lot of money to get some of these drugs, or most of these drugs, to market. No question about that.
Huge.
Yeah, it takes a lot of brain power as well.
A tiny fraction of drug that begins as an idea in the lab, just a tiny, tiny fraction, actually makes it out the door of the pharmacy. So you have to do thousands of drug failures before you get one to the pharmacy. It's a dramatically challenging effort.
Yeah. Well, I get that. A lot of people in America have asthma. A lot of people have COPD. So they need these inhalants to breathe. You wonder what was around before these things. And basically, the inhalers have drugs in them that open up your lungs, right? Open
bronco,
up the
bronchodilators. Very important.
Right.
Life-saving,
yeah.
Life-prolonging drugs.
So maybe the question here is, should the government be involved? This is a Senate committee, the Committee on Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions, of which my most unfavorite Senator Ed Markey is a member. Bernie Sanders is on the committee. That's a couple of characters right there.
Boy, we're getting into the political talk shows here. We better get on the other side of the curb.
No, I don't. What I wanted to emphasize, and the question comes up, as to whether politicians should have control over the things that you were just talking about, the research, because if you don't charge enough money, you don't do the research. And in a way, the senators are going to sell this to their constituents as, we're on your side. But if these drug companies can't, I hear your point of view. The other side of it is, if they don't charge a lot for the drugs, they can't come up with new ones. So,
well, there needs to be some balance there. And again, that's what I mean about threading the needle. There needs to be some balance, and maybe just the research into whether there is reasonable pricing. And I don't have the data on that to know.
All right. Here's a quick question about. This lady wants to know what can help alleviate her PMS symptoms.
How to deal with PMS symptoms? Yeah, this is a challenge. Mood swings, feeling upset, anxious, bloating, headaches, and maybe we need to. Do we have some time around the corner?
Yeah, as an aspirin. Maybe we. Yeah, this is.
Because this
not
is.
Fair.
This can be. There's so many symptoms, and there's a number of treatments, and we have some more time. I think.
All right. So we'll save it for next week's questions for Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronos here with Doug Stephan. Good Day Health. 59 past the hour.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.